You know, the UFC is in a world searching for stars right now. You go back 10 years ago and you had names like Rampage and the Axe Murderer and the Iceman and the Natural and the list went GSP and BJ Penn and the list goes on and on and on. This year, it feels like, in today's day and age, it feels like there's an ongoing search for established stars to help find fights. And over the weekend, when Daniel Cormier shocked the world by knocking out Stipe Miocic to win the UFC heavyweight title, well, the UFC seemed to go back to the past to find a big name who knows how to sell fights.
There's a guy that I've known for a long time. He's a wrestler. He's an All-American. He's a former UFC champion. I never thought I would fight him. But Brock Lesnar, get your ass in here.
Let me tell you something. I walked into this building and watched the heavyweight disasters from the beginning. Nagano's a piece of Miocic's a piece of DC, I'm coming for you.
Brock Lesnar is back inside the UFC, and it sounds like it's going to be a go. And for more on this from postwrestling.com, we are joined on the line by MMA aficionado and observer John Pollock. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. Great to be on the show. Thanks for having
me. Well, thank you so much. Love the website, by the way, that you guys have these days. So I guess, is this just a desperate plea for the UFC to try to get Brock Lesnar, or is this guy that legit a star when it comes to mixed martial arts?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. Brock Lesnar has always been able to strike that nerve with people that his involvement, it just signals a level of upswing in general interest for mixed martial arts. He is going to be one of those people that, regardless of drug test failures, losses, he just has a larger-than-life personality that is going to generate a lot of interest. The UFC, they're certainly in a position where, especially going into 2019 with their new ESPN deal, I mean, they are on pretty solid financial footing, but they still rely on pay-per-view as a huge part of their revenue. And getting Brock Lesnar is going to mean that kind of popularity upswing, which, let's be honest, 2018 has not been a spectacular year in the sense that a lot of their stars have either left the company or have been inactive in the case of a Conor McGregor. So Brock Lesnar certainly represents that shot in the arm that I think a lot of UFC fans have been craving this year.
It's interesting, though, because even the most non-die-hard UFC fans will know the name Lesnar because there's not a lot of household names out there. And the fact that his first pay-per-view event was a decade ago, like, it's unheard of, is it not, that an athlete in this sport is still going to be able to garnish that many pay-per-view buys a decade later after his first heavyweight appearance in the sport? Like what does that say about the sport?
Well, I don't know how much of a statement it is on the sport as much as it is kind of as a, when you look at strategic businessmen, I certainly put Brock Lesnar in that category because he's had this incredible ability to take, you know, a tremendous athletic foundation that he entered with as an NCAA champion, parlaying that over to the WWE at the time when that made the most financial sense for him in 2000, when the UFC was hardly as viable as it would become. And he's always had a really smart head on his shoulders and people around him that has understood the lay of the land and putting himself in positions and, more importantly, removing himself from positions that have allowed the demand to grow for himself. He's never been one to overexpose himself to his audience. He knows when to show up and, more importantly, when to take a step back to essentially reinvigorate that interest in Brock Lesnar. And Saturday night to me was yet another strategic ploy on Brock Lesnar's part that the UFC, they've been having a somewhat soft year. He shows up, and that potential fight with Daniel Cormier is what everyone is talking about on Monday morning. Not so much Daniel Cormier becoming a two-division champion, which is an incredible feat, but it's Brock Lesnar that we're talking about on Monday morning, and he's always had a great ability to do that.
And stars sell, and that's in every sport. I mean, we talk about Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi from a soccer standpoint, Roger Federer from a tennis standpoint at Wimbledon right now. We're talking UFC right now with John Pollock here on Sportsnet 650. So when does this potential fight go down? Because they obviously had – John, I loved it. I mean, it's old-school wrestling in a lot of ways. Guy gets on the mic, and I'm going to kick your ass. No, I'm going to kick your ass. And you know what? It made all the highlight shows and highlight reels coming up over the weekend, so it has people buzzing. But when does this actually go down?
So that's it's a very interesting question, because there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Because to bring everyone up to speed on Brock Lesnar, the last time he fought, which coincidentally was 2 years ago today when he fought Mark Hunt, it was after the fact that he had two failed drug tests in relation to that fight and was given a one-year suspension by both the Nevada Athletic Commission and USADA. He was to serve that 1 year, but in the middle of that, he announced his retirement. So once he puts himself back into the USADA testing pool, he is to go through a period of 6 months of drug testing, and as well, he can do this concurrently, but has to serve out the remainder of that suspension, which has about the same amount of time left. It has been reported that he could be fighting in November. I can't confirm that independently, because when you look at just on paper, we don't know when he re-entered the USADA testing pool, and that's when the clock starts ticking. So it seems like the most likely outcome is that it would be early 2019, which I think is the best time frame for Brock to fight, because not only is him fighting in January or February giving you that lead time, it'll also roll over into this new ESPN deal where they are also going to be offering these pay-per-views through their streaming platform. They get a cut of the pay-per-views, and it's the first big fight of this new television deal that you will get all of that ESPN promotion behind, which I think is a huge part of that TV deal to build up a massive UFC pay-per-view. So I think 2019 would be optimal.
Ah, there you go. So, well, I mean, just to follow up on that, how does it complicate things? Because is Brock still the Universal Champion from a WWE standpoint, is he not?
He's still under contract with the WWE, believed to be through the end of this summer. So after that point, it's an interesting leverage ploy by Brock Lesnar, because he is technically not under a contract with the UFC. He's not exclusive to the WWE. He was able to show up on Saturday, but cannot sign a formal contract with the UFC until the expiration of this deal. So he's kind of in the middle of these two gigantic companies that are, as we saw with the way these television deals have rolled out, this year the WWE was shopping their television rights domestically, as was the UFC, and it was pitting ESPN and Fox and putting those big players at the table. And Brock is, and Ronda Rousey too, are two of the only figures that can play prominently onto either side of the UFC and the WWE. So going back to my point, Brock Lesnar has been able to find himself into a pretty advantageous point where certainly the WWE will want to retain Brock Lesnar at some point beyond this summer.
A few more moments here with John Pollock talking to UFC. On Thursday, Lesnar will turn 41 years old. I thought Daniel Cormier was a lot younger. He's not, though. He's 39. Oh. What does it say about the sport that potentially we're going to have a world heavyweight championship bout later in the fall, and we've got two guys that, quote-unquote, by many standards, are over the hill?
Joey, it says that old man power rules, man. That's
I find that shocking that we're talking about, like, we would never in boxing have two guys in and around the 40-year-old mark battling for the world heavyweight title. What does it say about the division that two guys who sound like, at least in Cormier's case, he's in the prime of his career, and Lesnar, like him or not, or whatever his history has shown, that he still can battle and contend to have a belt around his waist? What does it say about the division?
I think that, you know, 40 is like the magic number that people look at and raise an eyebrow or two when it comes to combat sports. But we have seen in the examples of a Bernard Hopkins, even Floyd Mayweather in his last fight, fighters that, you know, and Daniel Cormier is 39. He'll be 40 in March. And I would hardly say that Daniel Cormier has shown any kind of a decline of late. He just beat arguably the greatest heavyweight of this generation in Stipe Miocic on Saturday night.
In round one.
in the first round. Yes. I don't think that that's necessarily, I don't see how we read that as a negative on Daniel Cormier or even the sport when you look at who Daniel Cormier has beaten and conversely where Brock Lesnar stands now. From a sporting standpoint, you can absolutely poke holes at why is Brock Lesnar fighting for a title when his last legitimate victory was 8 years ago this week. So, I mean, in that perspective, of course, you can look at that as the sports side of it. However, we would not be talking today if it was announced after this fight that Daniel Cormier is fighting Alexander Volkov. That would probably be the most legitimate contender for that heavyweight title that is not going to do any kind of business, much less anywhere in the same area code that Brock Lesnar will generate. And that's what the when you have a pay-per-view model, that is always going to lend itself towards star power as opposed to where guys are in, regardless of athletic prime or merit.
John, I appreciate you dropping by this morning. Thanks for the perspective. I can't believe we didn't even get into the fact that the guy that who could probably beat Cormier and Brock Lesnar returned inside the squared circle over the weekend, King Haku, who's back at 59 years of age. I mean, we didn't even get into that. So, John, nice to check in, buddy.
Yeah, pile drivers from Japan. We'll chat about them next.
Yes, that's postwrestling.com's John Pollock talking Daniel Cormier, Brock Lesnar, UFC, and the future of the sport.
Sportsnet 650.